So we are experiencing right now, and it's for the last few weeks, literally the lowest water levels ever recorded for this time of year, unfortunately. It's because we had an abnormally dry winter, even though we had that crazy ice storm
Right.
that, and that is probably in everyone's minds, but we had very little precipitation on either end of that.
Yep.
And so, like, a dry winter leads into a spring where we've had relatively little precipitation as well, and that's led to concerns about low river levels statewide. 80% of the state right now is in severe drought status. That was of this morning, I read. And then groundwater, so wells, like Caroline County has water restrictions in place right now as well. You won't see that happening probably in areas that are on like county water right now in Spotsy or Fredericksburg or Stafford because the reservoirs, they have
Yeah.
reservoirs and they're doing okay. Like they might be down a few feet like you were talking about, but reservoir levels right now are generally are, but people should be thinking about, water conservation. As we go, because it is a very essential resource. So, yeah, it's something that we're. Climate change is definitely causing longer periods without rain and then a lot of it coming all at one time. But it also, those low water levels affect people's abilities, like you were talking about, to paddle the
Yeah,
river and do
right.
that. And it's really truncated. We should all be able to paddle the river right now. And it's been really tough and not able to do so. So, it affects like people like VOC. Who
Yeah.
run, so that is water supply planning is one of the main things that I've been working on as advocacy director. And that, there's a mandated regional water supply planning process going into 2029. And there's two regions. The GWRC region is broken up into two different planning regions. Not sure why, but it is what it is. That's what they
Right.
decided. I've tried to get them to work together, but
Makes
there's,
it more
as
difficult
with
for
everything,
you.
there's politics that get involved with all the, the localities.
Yeah.
That's part of the fun of the job. But and then you have, water intakes that are occurring. We had a permitted water intake that just got permitted that is being challenged by the Rappahannock Tribe in Caroline County. And then there are other potential issues coming from reclaimed water systems with evaporation that goes to the cooling for data centers. They use evaporative cooling. And if we were to get kind of a clustering effect potentially at multiple of these counties in the city of Fredericksburg, you
Could be
could
a
see.
problem.
Well, and the problem is, it's not like they're withdrawing that maximum amount of water every day, every part of the year. It comes at a time like, so think about when the summertime when you're having less, although the river's low now, right? So that kind of draws that. A conclusion in the question a little bit, but low flows, low time of year. Normally, your wastewater from your wastewater treatment plants, because that's the reclaimed water, they treat the treated
Yeah.
wastewater and send it via a different set of pipes. There's evaporation that happens. So you're potentially losing another pulse of water that would be cleaned and put into the baseline flows going downriver. And that's important, especially in the tidal area of the river, because you already have. Farmers who are having issues irrigating. So it's already dry. So right now they've had been having to pull water to irrigate, but the salt line is already so far up in Essex
Yeah.
County, King George County, that they are already beginning to see salt levels in the river, salinity levels so high that they're having to think about stop pulling for irrigation.
Those are some heavy issues
Yes.
as we go along here, and this is also new too,
It
so.
really is. We don't think of the East Coast as like a we think of ourselves as water rich, right? And relatively we are compared to out west. It's just with the things that we discuss, climate change, different types of water users, and then frankly we're seeing the natural increase in populations. So you also have to like residential, commercial. There's more demand for water, right? And
Yeah.
it's coming at more sparse times or even less. And so we just want to make sure that looking into the future, we're doing a good job with our partners at Department of Environmental Quality at being good stewards of that water and having those dynamic plans in place.